right? Or on the other hand, if it did, you'd say, I tried it on and it...
It did.
Or it and I put me at the end, it what me? It...
fit me.
Right. Now, this is a pretty old suit, so you might say to me, you'd better go get a what?
New or modern one?
The man complains that when he bought the shirt, the collar was the right size, but when he washed it, it what? It got smaller.
Shrunk.
Now, a thing that you keep money in that has a clip on it, a woman has it often, what do you call this little thing?
Purse.
Now, an ornamental gadget, I bought one for my wife the other day, she puts it around her wrist, a pretty little thing, you call this round thing of what?
Handbag?
No, it's a piece of jewelry, actually. No.
Oh, bracelet?
Yeah. And when you have the bracelet here, and you slide it over your arm, you say you're doing what to it when you
adjusting it
or
fitting it?
Or it's off now, and you put it. This is the verb I'm after here. The action. You have something here. I have a coat, and what do I do? I want to put the. What you're setting in, please.
Putting it on.
Now, if it looks like rain, you're going outside, you'd probably want to carry a what?
Umbrella? Or a parasol? Parasol for fair weather, an umbrella for cloudy weather, rainy weather.
All right. Now, the thing that you put on the top of the bed, when the bed is made, it's sort of a, what do you call
spread?
It?
Spread.
All right. Do you have any, do you ever put bed in front of it, bedspread, or just usually just a spread?
Well, I think bedspread is the correct way.
Do you remember any different word when you were a child that you referred to this thing?
Covering?
You ever have a coverlet? Or?
Yes.
No, a thing which is the same sort of material. It's heavier, and in the winter time you'd put this on the bed, and you'd refer to this as a
blanket.
Any other kinds of blankets that you can remember? Fancier ones, ones that take a long time to make.
Braided.
Or
crocheted.
You ever have one that was? They used to have.
Quilted.
That's it. Now, have you ever put a couple of comforters or quilts or whatever they are on the bed for children to sleep on? Do you ever have a word that you call this? It's a bed on the floor. Different word for that. Remember any word that you call a bed that you made?
Trundle bed? That's a tier bed that we...
I don't know.
Isn't it?
Never have pallet. Use the word pallet for a bed. Okay. You have something that's like a pillow, only longer. It reaches from one end of the bed to the other. You'd say this thing reached clear what?
Across.
And what do you call that sort of thing? You ever have a... Oh, it's something like a pillow, only it's longer than a pillow and wrapped a little differently.
A roll?
You ever use bolster?
Oh, yes.
Would you say that for me, please?
Bolster.
Sorry, we don't use some of these anymore, and it's kind of hard to remember them. You have a word for rich, black soil?
Loam.
And a field where you let the grass grow, usually low-lying grassland. This is all low-lying around here, I suppose, but you have a special word for when you just let the grass grow out in the...
Prairie.
You ever use this meadow for this?
Yes, that's...
Could you say that, please?
Meadow.
Now, a field that's wet most of the year, It's not near the water. It's sort of inland. We'd refer to that as a... It's water up around it.
Swamp?
Yeah. And suppose it's a place where the river overflows and the water goes into this little pocket and can't get out. You have a different word for that? We just...
Backstrip?
You ever use the word slough?
Yes.